I'm Eric Harley, Red Eye Radio at the Great American Trucking Show. Hey, to Facebook. This is Mercer's Facebook page right here, everybody. Hello, I'm here with Jason Schaffline from Mercer. How you doing, Jason? Good to see you, brother.
Glad you could have us again at Great American Truck Show in Dallas.
You know, I love it because a lot of the times that you and I and Brian sit down, Brian is our Facebook technician, so Brian Helton is back there. Hi, Brian, there you go. And so a lot of the times we visit, we're either in y'all's backyard there in Louisville,
right,
or we're here in our backyard in Dallas, and it's always great to be able to sit down and have some great conversations. And with you is Mike Hakey. Mike, welcome, sir. It's good to have you as well.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. And Mike is spending some time. He's got his truck in the booth here at the Great American Trucking Show. But get us up to date. How are things there at Mercertown?
Things are really well. I think the overall goal of this show is to obviously lease on some more safe, yeah, compliant owner-operators. We need all the help we can get. You know, we're still passing up a lot of freight that,
yeah,
we can either broker out to other carriers or lease on contractors to come haul it for us. We're on good pace for this year. It's definitely a good rebound from last year that was pretty soft for us.
Yeah.
So the fleet's growing, freight's up, rates seem to be going up a little bit, and drivers seem to be more profitable. So
yeah,
it's a good sign.
Yeah. Mike, how long have you been on with Mercer?
About 5.5 years.
5.5 years. What would you tell another driver, or what are some of those conversations you're having here at the Great American Trucking Show in the booth?
Well, we tell a driver, if you want to come to a company that's straightforward, it's got a wonderful family atmosphere.
Yeah.
It's just a hands-on, people helping people kind of company.
Right.
Open door policy.
It's, yeah.
I wish we'd have came here 20 years ago.
Okay, you know, that says a lot right there when that driver finds that new home. And, you know, 5.5 years, that's a good track record with any company. But you guys have, of course, lots of folks that have been on with Mercer for a lot longer. And all of this together helps to basically stand up and support what Mike just said, and that is the atmosphere, the way you guys do business there at Mercer.
Right. You know, just getting into the owner-operator business for a truck driver is really hard.
Yeah.
It's a big investment. You know, you almost have to be trained in all aspects of business.
Right.
And whatever we can do, whether it's just something as simple as fuel discounts or, you know, helping them obtain insurance and be that safety department for them, whatever we can do to help them hands-on and just let them worry about getting behind the wheel and being safe and delivering,
right,
freight.
That, you know,
that's what we want to do.
Let a driver drive.
Absolutely.
There's a novel idea.
That's right. That's
Mike,
right.
Mike, where did you first hear about Mercer, or where was it that you just decided to make that call or stop by? Tell us how that happened.
I was with another company, and a grandson took sick, so I gave up as an owner-operator.
Hmm.
I went to work for a company, and I was there for about 2 years.
Yeah,
and I decided that wasn't my cup of tea.
Mm. Yeah. Sure,
I was just low guy on the stick, nights, weekends.
Yeah,
and a friend of mine, Bob Wilson, he was leased to Mercer, and he was at the same company that I had recently been an owner operator at.
Yeah,
and he said you should look at Mercer and maybe give it a shot. And truthfully, I wasn't coming to Mercer. I was going to go to another company.
Wow.
And I took a look around. I gave Chris Wanks a call over there in recruiting, and just made it happen.
Yeah, and the rest is history.
The rest is definitely history.
You know, that's a great story there, Jason, because, again, another driver saying, hey, you know, check it out. This is kind of the approach that you guys have always had, though. Look,
right,
it doesn't matter who you are. Stop in or give us a call. Say hello. Check it out for yourself.
Yeah, our owner-operators have historically been our best recruiters,
yeah,
and we have no problem with that. Typically, when we talk to drivers out here at the truck show or even new owner-operators that are coming in orientation, they have all talked to Mercer drivers before they've approached to us, and they all say, wow, I've never heard a bad thing about your company.
Right.
You know, I'm sure there's always somebody out there that's dissatisfied. We can't make everybody happy. But I think for the most part, the majority of those Mercer owner-operators that you speak to are going to speak very highly of us. And that's really, I mean, our reputation is everything.
Yeah,
and we
right,
got to make sure that we continue to, you know, do what we say we're going to do.
Sure.
Honor our commitments.
Sure. What's the rest of 2017 look like, and what does 2018 look like for Mercer?
Well, you know, I'm really optimistic. I'm hoping to put a couple good years in a row together. 15 was you know, obviously 14 was incredible for us. We set records, you know, revenue like we've never seen before. Then 15 and 16 were a struggle. Mm-hmm. We did well. You know, we still maintained, but we just didn't see our owner operators have that profitability. And when you talk to other companies, you know, just such as you know, accounting firms, things like that, they
sure.
see the same thing where,
yeah.
especially last year, flatbedders took a big, big loss
yeah.
across the country.
Right.
So to see them regain some of those profits this year and start to catch back up, I'm really excited about that. You know, I see the transition towards the end of the year. We get a little bit slower just because of seasonal.
Mm-hmm.
Not as much construction, not as much building going on, and we do a lot of that type of product.
Right.
But it's still really, really strong for us. We're really optimistic. And I think next year, I don't see any reason right now that would discourage me about next year being a great year for us as well.
Yeah. Everything seems to be pointing in that direction as far as the economy, so which is good. And if you're talking to another driver here, Mike, at this show or anywhere else, what are you going to say to them? If you had just a moment to tell them about Mercer like your friend did for you, what are you going to say? What are you going to say to them about Mercer?
Well, I would tell them it's a straightforward company. You can come over. You can make a lot of money. You can make as much money as you choose to make. If
right.
if you want to work hard, you can work hard.
Right.
If you want to go home and take a few weeks off, it's certainly up to you.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's sky's the limit.
You bet. You bet.
Is what I usually tell guys. They give us a toolbox full of tools.
Yeah.
If you use the tools and you surround yourself with successful people, you will be successful.
There you go. And I've always said, you know, I'm first in line to complain, so I'm just going to say that right now. But we love to complain. But what I will say is, for drivers, listen, talk to the other drivers who are doing it successfully. See how they built, you know, their map, you know, their whole roadmap to success. And that will help you build yours. Yours may not be the exact same roadmap, but you'll know how they built it. And so talk to the drivers doing it successfully, and we hear, you know, nothing but positive from those drivers on with Mercer. It's just a really great success story. And I have to ask you one question in terms of the stress, because, you know, you talk about becoming a company driver, and I know a lot of drivers have been in that position where, okay, I need to, you know, make a change, and I'm going to have to be in this situation. In terms of the stress level, you know, before Mercer and the stress level after Mercer, you know, has it changed for you? I mean, your outlook and your, I guess, your mental attitude towards trucking, has it changed as a result of being with Mercer?
It has. For me, the stress levels went down. I've been doing it a really long time.
Hmm.
And there's days that are more stressful than others, obviously.
Sure.
Or weeks. In the beginning of this year, you know, we recently changed trucks, and
mm-hmm. yeah.
for the first 2 months, it was
yeah.
really partial to that Kenworth shop.
Yeah, right.
But the stress level in general, it has went down, because we have a group of coordinators that are our coordinators, absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
I don't even look at the freight board anymore. He
yeah.
does it
wow.
for me, so it's wonderful for
yeah.
us.
Yeah, you know, and that's, I guess, part of it, Jason, is that, look, not every day is going to be perfect. You're going to run into problems, but let's not make it, you know, even worse. Let's open the doors. Let's have the conversation. Let's do what we can to help the drivers be more profitable.
Absolutely.
So, that's really great. Where do they go, of course, if they want to learn more about Mercer?
They need to come to mercertown.com.
Yeah.
Or call us up, 800-433-0904.
Yeah.
We'd be glad to talk to them and help them out. It's always, I think, you know, it's always nice to surf the internet, but
yeah.
if you can call us and get to know our culture and speak to our people,
right.
it's a big deal for us.
Yeah, and they are great folks. I've known them for a while, so for many years now. So I can tell you, they're always willing to sit down and have that conversation with you. And for drivers out there, for you seasoned drivers, do all you can, especially all of those on with Mercer, do all you can to promote the positives of the industry and also, help those drivers who, may be in another situation, let them know your experience and share that information, because I think that's part of it. We got to be a full 360 in the trucking community, but it really starts and ends with the drivers out there on the road.
I think so, and if I can add something to that, something I've talked about really the past 4 or 5 years. When I came into this business 15 years ago, there was drivers were kind of cut from the same cloth. There was a brotherhood there.
Yeah.
They were very much alike. There wasn't a lot of diversity in the business.
Right.
And since 2009, we've seen a lot of people come into the business that maybe they didn't really want to, but they had to, or
right.
Maybe they just wanted to try something new.
Right.
So there is a lot more diversity. But I see separation.
Hmm.
I see more separation among drivers as I talk to contractors every day.
Right. Right.
Not just with Mercer. I really can't stress enough how much our drivers really encourage others to help each other out.
Yeah.
And we can sit back and we can talk about how, these new guys don't know what they're doing and they're screwing everything up.
Yeah.
Help them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Help them
yeah.
be successful.
Right.
Because, if we don't, nobody else is going to. And that's what we live by. We want to make that job easy for them and fun.
Yeah.
As fun as possible. And I just want to continue to see at least where it starts for us with our contractors to be that helping hand for the new the new people into the industry.
Absolutely. Look, they're the future of the industry. Let's help them be the best, and we all know it's a given. Trucking is the backbone of the economy,
mm-hmm.
and we need those truckers, and we'll always need those truckers, regardless of any technology out there. We're going to need those drivers out there, so do all you can and be a mentor if you're a driver that's seasoned and has some years under your belt already. So we greatly appreciate it. They can go to MercerTown.com.
Absolutely, MercerTown.com.
All right,
check
thanks
us
so
out.
Much. And on Facebook too.
Check the Facebook.
Thank you, Facebook. We appreciate it.
They can see us live in person. I don't know if that's such a good thing, but
I don't know. I put my makeup on earlier, but I'm not sure if it's holding up or doing any good. But thank you, Facebook. Greatly appreciate it. Share all you can, and again, drivers, thank you for all you do. You're the backbone of the economy. We appreciate you being here today. Thank you so much.